Matthew Brumley, we're talking about responsible tourism. I'm on vacation. Why do I have to be responsible?
Well, your impact actually, when you travel, has real implications for the people that you're visiting. So you should care. There's two parts of this. There's an environmental side and there's a socioeconomic side that has to do with the people themselves.
Okay, so let's start with the environmental aspect. A big part of this is offsetting your carbon footprint, and you like a website called carbonfootprint.com?
Absolutely. You can go and just punch in wherever you're going, whether it's by car, train, or plane, and then just hit calculate. And then from there, it will bring you to another page where you can actually purchase carbon credits and completely offset your trip.
The second aspect of responsible tourism is socioeconomic in nature. That's kind of a dry word, but it's got a very serious kind of implication for the people you're visiting.
That's right. Well, I've been doing this for 20 years, and one thing that has really struck me is the masses of people in tourism that are actually invisible that you never see. And that's something that's really begun to bug me over the years. For instance, the maids, try to get to know their names. And usually they're the lowest paid employees in the hotel. It goes for the same for cruise ships. These are usually people that are underpaid, oftentimes working there illegally. So these hotels often don't actually pay them what they're supposed to be paid. So leave behind a tip and a gratuity, but also get to know them and acknowledge them.
I hear a lot about people going on trips and taking at least a little bit of that trip to visit a school or an orphanage or some sort of service project. Is that something you recommend?
That is a wonderful thing to do on vacation. And surprisingly, it's often the highlight of any trip. And it's also a great way to keep in contact with local people when you return home. People love it. I've done this many, many times before. One of my favorite projects is a little school on the border of Nicaragua between Costa Rica and Nicaragua. First time I was there, my wife and I were a little bit nervous because it seemed a bit dicey. And now when we travel into this small village, everyone runs out into the street and gives us a big hug. We now know the school teachers and the principals, and we bring groups there, and they absolutely love it.
How do I prepare myself for this? I don't just show up somewhere and say, I'm here to help. There's an organized way to do this, right?
There's, especially in places like Africa and Central America, Latin America, Asia, there's all sorts of organizations you can reach out to. Recently, I've been working with Grassroots Soccer, which is in Cape Town, South Africa, but they also have offices in Zimbabwe, Zambia, and Botswana. And what they do is they actually work with inner city kids who are really desperate. And they work with them through soccer because soccer is one of the international languages. Everybody loves soccer. And so they actually bring these kids into these soccer camps and talk to them about and teach them about leadership, education, and really turning their help to turn their lives around.
At the same time, people who are looking to do this should take it seriously, too. I mean, you're going to a real place, having an impact on real people. This isn't just a novelty.
That's right. So if you have skills, like let's say you're a carpenter or you're a teacher, you can actually use those skills overseas, and they're desperately needed. It's extremely rewarding. It's a great way to spend a couple days, let's say, out of a two-week trip giving back, because the fact that we can even travel outside the United States means that we're really some of the most lucky, fortunate people on the planet.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Matthew Brumley is the founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us to talk about travel. You can learn more about this week's topic, responsible travel, by visiting our website, kplu.org. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.